I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Israel's military said Tuesday it killed a senior Hezbollah commander in an airstrike on Beirut. The Israel Defense Forces said Monday's airstrike killed Suhail Husseini, who they said was involved in the transfer of weapons from Iran to the Lebanon-based militant group. The strike came 10 days after an Israeli attack killed Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah. Israel's military carried out airstrikes on two fronts Monday, targeting Hamas positions across the Gaza Strip and Hezbollah fighters in Lebanon. The airstrikes were carried out on the first anniversary of the deadly attack on southern Israel by Hamas militants, which sparked a war that now threatens to engulf the region. The U.S. imposed sanctions on an international Hamas fundraising network Monday. The Treasury Department issued a statement saying the targets included what it called a sham charity that funneled money to the group. Sanctions were also imposed on a bank in Gaza the department says is controlled by Hamas, as well as a Yemeni national living in Turkey and several of its businesses. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Monday he will discuss Ukraine's victory plan in a series of meetings and negotiations this week. The plan is set to be formally presented at the upcoming Rammstein meeting in Germany with Ukraine's allies. Zelensky said in his daily address that Ukraine will try to convince our partners of the urgent need for significant reinforcement of our capabilities and positions right now. He said the most pressing needs are long-range equipment and the production of weapons, drones, shells, and electronic warfare systems. Around the clock, Voice of America keeps you in touch with the latest news. We bring you reports from our correspondents from across the world. This is VOA News. Hurricane Milton strengthened into a Category 5 storm on Monday, posing an immediate threat to Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula on its way to the southeastern U.S. state of Florida, prompting authorities to order mass evacuations. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has more.
While Milton was still classed a tropical storm on Sunday, the U.S. National Hurricane Center says it explosively morphed into the strongest level storm on the five-step Saffir-Simpson scale. The NHC also says it's the third fastest intensifying storm on record in the Atlantic Ocean. It's predicted to make landfall on the western coast of Florida by Wednesday. The center's deputy director, Jamie Rome, warns there will be storm surges, flooding, and power outages. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and President Biden declared emergencies for Florida. Over 500,000 people were ordered to evacuate in the state's largest evacuation since 2017.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. The threat posed by Hurricane Milton comes as Florida and several other states are still recovering from the devastation caused by Hurricane Helene. Former U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday slammed the federal government's response to last month's deadly storm.
It's amazing. This has been an amazing period of time, but the response has been very weak, unbelievably weak. Nobody's ever seen such a weak response, so we have to get a strong response. And now we have another one coming, and it looks like it's going to be a whopper.
But Vice President Kamala Harris accused Trump Monday of spreading falsehoods about the government's relief efforts.
And first of all, it's extraordinarily irresponsible. It's about him. It's not about you. And the reality is that FEMA has so many resources that are available to folks who desperately need them.
Trump has made a series of false claims in the wake of Helene, including one that the Federal Emergency Management Agency had spent all of its funding on programs for immigrants in the country illegally, leaving nothing for disaster relief. Wildfires in Bolivia have burned through more than 10 million hectares this year, mostly in the country's tropical east, smashing records for its worst ever fire season, Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
There have been over 82,000 active fire outbreaks in Bolivia this year, up until October 6th, according to data from Brazil's INPE Space Agency. One of the NGO's researchers said the fires are a disaster of an unprecedented magnitude in the country. Scientists say that while most fires are set by humans, recent hot and dry conditions from fossil fuel-driven climate change are helping fires spread more quickly. They've also been exacerbated by drought and land clearances linked to booming cattle and grain production.
That was Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. That wraps up this update. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.